Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
A lot of folks have always had an issue with Trump's personality. My mindset is policy over personality. And I think just having a strong leader who will put America first will help.
I'm a little nervous about his state of mind. He seems like he will get revenge on anyone that has crossed him.
I'm disappointed, but the fact remains that we're still all Americans and we're going to work and live through it together.
Welcome to The Week in Philly. Donald Trump elected President of the United States for a second time. His victory on Election Day powered in part by a victory here in Pennsylvania. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris did win the vote in the city overwhelmingly, but Trump actually made some progress, winning several thousand more votes than he did in 2020. So let's talk about the election and the aftermath from the city perspective. Bring in KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. And Pat, the Vice President Kamala Harris held her final rally here in Philly at the Art Museum. There was a lot of energy for the vice president's campaign here. So this really does make the outcome even more disappointing for folks in the city, voters and politicians.
Yes, and I think a surprise for the results in the city, because there were so many people there Monday night. They were standing and it was cold and they were 9 and 10 deep around the barriers. It was quite a show and it got a huge response and people seemed very enthusiastic and it seemed to bode well for turnout and margins in the turnout. So, yes, it made it a bit of a surprise.
Now, the loss has led to some back and forth in the media between the Harris campaign and Philadelphia Democratic Committee Chairman Bob Brady. What's happening here with this specific dynamic?
Yes. Well, there was some back and forth during the campaign about how much help the city committee was being and how much help the Harris campaign was seeking from it. So this isn't completely second-guessing and rearview mirror stuff. There was a little tension during the campaign, but afterward, boy, it all came out. I called the Democratic City Committee Chair, Bob Brady, yesterday and said, what happened? And he put it all on the campaign.
I would have liked to see the Harris campaign coordinate with us a little bit, talk to us a little bit, give us a little bit more resources, show us some respect. Didn't happen.
They never consulted us and they didn't pick Josh Shapiro. He said that he thought that having Shapiro on the ticket might have gotten her Pennsylvania. We'll never know. But yes, he put it all on the campaign. The campaign, on the other hand, said that, you know, the city committee is moribund. It hasn't done anything for years. It just collects street money from candidates and doesn't do any outside fundraising. And so it was no help because it really isn't capable of providing help.
Will this lead to changes, do you think, or is this just talk and everybody will go back to doing what they do when it's all said and done.
Okay, I'm going to tell you an anecdote, but back in 1994 or 95, my husband, who was then an Inquirer reporter, wrote, and this was back when the Inquirer had a magazine, he wrote a magazine cover story about Bob Brady, and the subhead was, "Some people think it's time for a change." That was 30 years ago, so I'm not sure we can count on any changes as a result of this.
I'm curious. It seemed to me on Election Day, and this is just what you were seeing on social media and hearing sound bites, there was a lot of optimistic talk, I think, from the mayor about the vice president getting a record number of votes in the city. I think the number I saw was like 650, 700,000. She ended up getting about 550,000, which was actually 50,000 or so less than President Biden got. Was that talk, was that just excitement? Was that just anecdotal? Or was there a surge that they had anticipated that never materialized? Like, do we know?
There was an early surge of voters. When the polls opened at 7, there were lines right away. So that was an early indication that there was going to be high turnout. So I think that that's what led to these very optimistic projections. The other thing is the campaign was telling people, hey, look, our internal data is showing undecided voters are breaking our way. So there were a lot of causes for optimism. It just, they turned out not to be accurate.
So now you kind of turn the page and now the city is bracing for the Trump agenda here for his second presidency, which, given everything we know and everything that's been put on paper and the personnel that are being discussed, is not going to be kind to cities in general.
It's not going to be. Philadelphia is going to suffer in a lot of ways. First of all, the Biden administration was very happy to help cities when they were having problems. For instance, when there was a budget deficit in the 2021 budget, the federal government rescued the city. And that clearly is not going to happen in a Trump administration. And then there will be policies that punish cities like Philadelphia. I mean, forget just the loss of help from the federal government. There will be hostility from the federal government. We already know what it is because we saw it from 2017 to 2021 on immigration. I mean, the president has promised mass deportations. There are a lot of non-citizens living in Philadelphia. It could get very ugly here. Just on matters of litigation against things that the city might want to do for its citizens that might run afoul of a Trump administration philosophy. So, yes, it's going to be very, very difficult.
All right. Thank you, Pat. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb joining us. We will have more on the election on the week in Philly coming up, including a look at the dynamic in the state of Pennsylvania. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.